Good morning. It's Friday, the 8th of May, 2026. This is the AI Meze from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. What does it mean when one country has more AI users per capita than anywhere else on Earth? Today we'll look at why Microsoft just crowned the UAE the most AI-fluent country on the planet, why Oman's sovereign wealth fund has quietly bought into Elon Musk's brain chip company, and why a tiny Saudi health tech round might be the most interesting bet in Riyadh this week. First up, Microsoft published its Global AI Diffusion report yesterday, and the numbers are striking. The UAE topped the national AI leaderboard at 70.1%. That's the share of working-age adults using AI tools every quarter, and it's more than 50 percentage points above the global average of 17.8%. The UAE isn't just leading, it's in a category of one. Now, this is the bit that's interesting for the MENA region. 26 economies now exceed 30% working-age usage. The United States only just climbed from 24th to 21st at 31.3%. Saudi Arabia, despite declaring 2026 the year of artificial intelligence and pumping $9.1 billion into 70 AI deals last year, sits well behind the UAE on the user side index. What explains the gap isn't chips or sovereign cloud, it's policy that pushed AI into mass market consumer life. Free ChatGPT for every UAE resident through OpenAI for countries. AI agents inside the federal government. The Dubai Crown Prince's two-year mandate to embed agentic AI across the private sector. Diffusion is downstream of policy, and the UAE has been writing that policy for 4 years while most peers were still drafting national strategies. Why does this matter? Because diffusion is the metric that compounds. Capability and capital matter, but a country where 7 in 10 working-age adults already use AI weekly has a permanent feedback loop that funds and chips alone cannot buy. For founders in Riyadh, Doha Sham, and Cairo, the read is uncomfortable. Building for the MENA region increasingly means building for the UAE first and porting outward. Okay, story number two. The Oman Investment Authority, the Sultanate's $50 billion sovereign wealth fund, has disclosed an investment in Elon Musk's brain-computer interface company Neuralink. The check size wasn't made public, but Oman framed the deal as a strategic bet on neurotechnology and future medical aid. Not a passive financial allocation. This is the first time Muscat has put sovereign capital directly into a frontier AI healthcare company in the United States, and it lands at a notable moment for Neuralink. The company has now implanted devices in 21 patients, and Musk says he wants to reach 1,000 procedures by year-end. Brain signal to text is no longer a demo. It's clinical, and the implant pipeline is the real asset. For Oman, the move sits inside a wider repositioning. The fund has been telegraphing a pivot away from late-stage tech megadeals toward medical and biological AI, where the kingdom sees a path to differentiate from the UAE and Saudi Arabia without trying to outspend them. Building a domestic clinical research base around imported frontier IP is the playbook Singapore used in biotech. Muscat appears to be running the same script. Why does it matter? Because the Gulf's three big sovereign wealth funds are starting to specialize. PIF and Mubadala chase computer and infrastructure. QIA chases data center yield. Oman now looks like it wants frontier healthcare AI as its lane. For founders building Arabic clinical AI, voiced EHR systems, or BCI-adjacent rehabilitation tech, that means there's now a serious institutional buyer in the region that doesn't yet have an obvious favourite. The window to be that favourite is open. And finally, story three. Riyadh-based health tech Medeed has closed an additional pre-seed round to bring total capital raised to $925,000. The new round was led by Seedra Ventures, with Unity Investment Partners and Scene Growth, alongside earlier backers Vision Ventures and a clutch of Saudi angels. Medeed is building an AI layer on top of laboratory diagnostics that surfaces early disease risk markers before symptoms emerge. The platform ingests biomarker data from clinical labs, runs it through risk models tuned for the Saudi population, and pushes structured prevention plans back to clinicians and patients. The pitch is wellness AI with a real medical foundation, not another consumer wearable wrapper. The funding is small in absolute terms, but significant in shape. Medeed is the first Saudi health tech of this generation to raise twice in 5 months from named institutional investors. And it's doing so against the backdrop of the kingdom's preventive health push under Vision 2030. Capital is following a thesis that population-level AI risk scoring beats reactive specialist care. Why does it matter? Because Saudi Arabia has spent 2 years pouring capital into compute and frontier models, but the application layer has lagged. Medeed is a sign that the picks and shovels stack is finally being put to work in vertical AI, with healthcare leading the way. For investors, this is the rare AI bet where the regulatory tailwind, The clinical infrastructure and the consumer demand are all moving in the same direction at the same time. Expect more rounds like this in the next 90 days. So here's the AI in Arabia view for today. Three stories, one through line. The demand side of Metina AI is finally catching up with the supply side. Microsoft's diffusion data tells us the UAE has built the most AI-fluent workforce on the planet. Oman's Neuralink check tells us sovereign capital is moving past compute and into the application frontier. Madeed's round tells us Saudi vertical AI is starting to find product market fit. The compute story has dominated the last 3 years of regional headlines. But the next 3 years will be written in usage, in clinical outcomes, and in the boring metric of how many adults open an AI tool every week. The infrastructure has been built. The policy has been written. The capital has been raised. The work now is to put it to use story by story, vertical by vertical, until the diffusion gap between the UAE and the rest of the region closes from below. That is the real prize, and it is finally in play. That's the AI Mezzé for Friday from AI and Arabia's Intelligence Desk. We'll see you tomorrow.